With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Ron Coomer, Chicago Cubs radio analyst.
Unbelievable.
1999 American League All-Star.
You might expect Wells to mix his pattern up. I mean, Coomer has owned David Wells.
This might work out.
The Coom Dog, every week with Mully and Haw on 670 The Score.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Oh, what a great man is Ron Coomer, and he joins us on the St. Charles Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram Hotline, home of the real deal. He, of course, is a man that belongs in every Hall of Fame. And and we know that, Ron. You're now being honored yet again. Bless you, sir.
Congratulations, Ron.
Yeah, that just means I've been sticking around a long time and I played a lot of baseball in Joliet. No, it's all good. No, that's very nice of them to do that. I'm being inducted tomorrow into the Joliet Sports Hall of Fame with our own Tommy Thayer. Tommy is in the Joliet Sports Hall of Fame, Mr. Joliet Catholic. So, yeah, it's very nice. We'll have a good time tomorrow. I'll see a lot of old teammates and family and friends. So it'll be nice after the game tomorrow.
How do you work that out? Do you go to his restaurant or your restaurant?
I'm going to mine. But we can switch off. I'm good with that, you know. I've been to his many times. Yep. Yeah.
Welcome back home, Ron, after a long road trip. And I know it was a quick turnaround. And today you got a 3 p.m. start with the Cubs. And, boy, Yu Darvish made it a little bit easier to come back because he was – and I heard you say this on the air, his curveball was as dominant as you've seen it, and he was as good as he has been. 14 strikeouts, first right-hander for the Cubs to do that since Mark Pryor in 2004. How badly did the Cubs need that one?
I don't know if you could describe it, right? They you know, had their struggles, there's no doubt. You win the first game in each city, in particular Milwaukee, and then you just, you know, they scored runs, and I would think it was game two, but you know, you lose all three, and that's just a gut punch. Once again, you know, a lot like, you know, when you played in Philly. And you go and win game one again on the road in the series. And, you know, you lose two and three. And good thing Darvish came. You know, sometimes you just need a guy to step up. And Darvish stepped up and really threw the ball well. So it was a huge win last night, and it keeps you, you know, it keeps the frame of mind good coming home.
It's frustrating, though, to go out there and play a team like that. And, you know, we talked to Theo yesterday, and he seemed as frustrated as anyone. I mean, my goodness gracious. And, you know, he's right. They've been playing 500 baseball for way too long now. And he said this is the chance to kind of define the season. You got a basically 16-game run-in to figure out who you are and what you are. 53-54 since May 14th. That's scary.
Well, it's true. And, you know, right now the fortunate thing is that you have a chance to still be a playoff team and still actually win the division. I mean, you got a bunch of games with St. Louis coming up. And if you can take care of business at home with Pittsburgh and then Cincy, you know, you've got a chance, you know, because you're playing head-to-head. So there is a chance. It's frustrating. There's no doubt. I think everybody is. But, you know, right now, your team is what you have, right? What's been put together by Theo and by Jed and by Joe, the team is what you got. And, you know, right now it's time for everybody to kind of pull together. I don't know. I think that's kind of what you felt with the ball club yesterday going into the game, was a sense of wanting, you know, of that as opposed to pointing fingers. So that was the mood in the clubhouse, I can tell you that.
Our conversation with Ron Coomer is brought to you by Miracle, the musical inspired by the Chicago Cubs. So, Ron, we talked about Theo sounding frustrated. one of the things he said was how embarrassed he was about the leadoff position and the numbers at the top of the order. And then we see, I don't know if it was direct response or just coincidence, but Anthony Rizzo then was leading off yesterday. And I heard you talking with Joe during the pregame show. Sounds like that might be the way they go for the foreseeable future. Do you think that will be something that lasts over the most of these next 16 games?
Yeah, that's going to last, David. They got to find something that's going to work up there. And the reason why it's going to last is because Zoe is only playing against right-handed pitching. So when Zoe plays against right-handed pitching, what he's going to end up doing now is he's going to end up hitting fourth or fifth, and he'll be protection for whoever it is, and then Contreras will probably, would be my guess, hit behind him, and, you know, then the lineup lengthens out that way. But, you know, you get Anthony has done this very well when they've needed a shot in the arm, or Anthony has, Joe's put him in a leadoff spot, and it's mm-hmm. worked. So that's what you're going to see. And you know, it's just one of those things where that spot, there's always a spot in the lineup, and that spot has just been kind of the black hole for everybody that's gone in there. You know, Hayward was swinging real well when he went there. I don't necessarily, you know, he can't blame it on the spot in the lineup. You know, it's just guys went into funks. I you know, from playing a long time, if I hit second or fourth or fifth or first, you know, maybe first is a little different than any other spot, but I have a hard time thinking that the spot in the lineup totally changes you from being a guy that's a hot hitter to a guy that's, you know, like Jay had an 0 for 31, I believe. You know, the spot in the lineup, to me, that's, you know, I have a hard time that that's the reason. But it's been the case, so you make a great point.
Great as Darvish was, as much fun as scoring some runs, it got to a point where Dustin had to move the furniture and get down on his knees and say the rosary. It was just the base
is still there?
Than the, oh, my God. He's still out in the garage praying.
He's still there.
but it, you know what I mean? You just had a moment there with your kind of your heart in your throat waiting for this thing to end. And, you know, you look at that bullpen and you still say, you know, the C-Sheck game. I mean, you just can't help but wonder how hard this is going to be and how you're going. You know, you thought you had resolved a couple things, and it's all kind of a roll of the dice.
Yeah, there's been a couple guys that have really stepped up. I think Rowan Wick has really been the guy. He's been a savior type guy because of all the issues you got with closing. And Kimbrel being broke down some since he's come back. And, you wondered if he was going to be able to stay healthy, you know, after not having a spring in a first half of the season. And we've gotten that answer where he has not been able to, you know. And hopefully, he threw a bullpen yesterday. Hopefully, he's going to be okay to at least pitch the last 2 weeks. Or, you know, maybe you're at this homestand, he'll be able to get back on the mound. But Wick has done his job, but you're right. There's just been some issues. Stropey's been in and out from being banged up and then, you know, just being a little inconsistent with his command. He's another guy that he threw the ball good the other day, and if you could get him back throwing well, it would be great because he's got a great arm. But your bullpen has been somewhat of a coin flip. There's a few guys down there that have done very well, and then you got a lot of young arms down there that Joe has to use at times, and we'll see how that works out. You know, you just don't know.
What do you like most about Nico Hoerner, Ron, and what have you seen that reminds you that, you know what, he is a rookie that just made his debut a week ago?
Poise. The poise that he shows being on the field. I have not seen the game speed up on him at all. I've seen him have good at-bats. I haven't seen him changing anything. Like, you know, when the game speeds up, you'll see guys swinging so hard and trying to pull everything, and we have not seen that. When, you know, if he gets beat by a pitch, he shoots it the other way, which is a great sign. All those things have been good. The rookie part, I think when I look at him, you know, he's a young kid, you know. I mean, you look and, you know, but that's okay. Hey, I wish I looked young, you know, but he's a young guy. He's, you know, you see the big smile all the time and, you know, and you know, right now the world is roses. When you first go into the big leagues, I don't care what situation you're in, the world is just, you know, it's just happy as could be. And he's doing very well. There's nothing on the field, David, let's put it this way. There's nothing on the field that I would say, now there's a rookie. He hasn't had the bad at-bats. He hasn't been abused. And that San Diego team had some really good arms. I mean, they were running out 95 to 98 miles an hour coming out of the pen with everybody they had. That was pretty amazing. So look for San Diego to be a much better team here in the next couple of years. But I haven't seen Horner look overmatched at all. And the other key is making the routine plays. Made a couple tough plays, but he makes the routine play, and that's a big positive.
Ron, thanks a ton. It's always great to catch up with you. Have fun at the ballpark today.
Congratulations, too.
Boy, yeah, thank you, guys. We'll have fun this weekend, that's for sure. Hopefully we can get some W's.
All righty. That is Ron Coomer, the Cubs radio analyst.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.